We're in the peak of fall right now, and that means that leaves have been changing for about a month over in the mountains of North Carolina. But here in the central part of the state, that's changed a little bit. We're going to talk about why now with Dr. Howard Neufeld, who is a professor of biology at Appalachian State University. Doctor, how are you?
Fine. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. So I know that the central part of the state has been in a drought for much of this year, especially since Tropical Storm Chantel back in July. Has that impacted how the leaves have changed colors in the mountains?
It's had a minor effect because our drought wasn't quite as severe as yours, but it is pretty strong drought for this time of year. Some of the trees have dropped their leaves prematurely, the tulip poplars and some of the birches, and some of the maples also. But the majority of the trees still showed some good color this year. It wasn't quite as bright a year as another one's, maybe a 6 or 7 out of a scale of 10. But, you know, if you were driving along the parkway, you'd encounter patches of really good color and then maybe some patches with not so good color. But overall, it was not a bad year.
So when should people, what time of the day should they go out if they're on vacation in the mountains? What's the best time to see the colors change?
I always tell people to get out early. You don't have to be out at sunrise, but if you're there, say, between 8 and 10, when the sun's at a low angle, the colors are more saturated, they're more brighter, they jump out at you, and if you're taking pictures, you'll get much better color pictures. When the sun is right overhead, it kind of washes some of the colors out. So I always tell people to go out early on the parkway. You're also less likely to encounter people, so it won't be as crowded. And if you go during the middle of the week too, you can avoid a lot of the crowds. So those are some of the advice that I give people.
Typically, that's why I vacation in Boone right at the beginning of the week, because that's when crowds are not quite as apparent and it's just much, much nicer. What are some very popular edges? We know all about trails across western North Carolina. Where are some good ones that you recommend people check out?
Yeah, probably the most popular trail is the Rough Ridge Trail, which is just north of Grandfather Mountain on the Blue Ridge Parkway. It's an easy hike to the top. You have great views of Grandfather Mountain and also to the east and south. And so that gets very crowded on the peak weekends. This last weekend, it was really, really crowded on Saturday before the rains moved in. But there's other nice trails, too. Elk Knob State Park, for example, just north of Boone, a few miles, is an easy 2-mile hike to the top where you have 360-degree views. And if you go down to Beacon Heights, that's only 0.2 mile to a big rock outcrops, and you have tremendous views of Grandfather Mountain and the forest to the east. And of course, if you get a little further down, you can get toward Mount Mitchell, and there's all sorts of trails up there, but Craggy Gardens just below Mount Mitchell, and then Graveyard Fields. And the last place would be Water Rock Knob down below Waynesville. And all those along the Blue Ridge Parkway have trails adjacent to them and great hiking.
It is a wonderful area to check out. Unfortunately, one area that I like to go to back in May when I traveled over to Grandfather Mountain, that place was still closed due to the effects of Hurricane Helene. What advice do you have for people? There's still debris left over from Helene. What advice do you have for people that may come face to face with that?
Yeah, well, the first thing I'd say first is that the Blue Ridge Parkway is completely open from Virginia to the Smokies, except for a small section below Little Switzerland to Mount Mitchell. So you can go just about anywhere. And all the overlooks are pretty much open. But some of the trails are still closed. So if they are, you should stay off of it. It means there's overhanging trees that could be dangerous or the trails washed out. But actually, most places are pretty are open now for viewing. So I think you can go just about anywhere and get good views. Now, we are past the peak here at the high elevations. The strong winds that came through on Sunday and continued into Monday have taken down a lot of the leaves, but there's still quite a bit of color out. And even if it's not peak where you are, you know, at 3,000 to 4,000 feet, if you go to the overlooks and look down into the foothills, that's where it's beginning to peak now. You'll have great views. So it's still a good time to come up here and see the colors.
Absolutely. And Right now, the best views probably always have been really above 4,000 feet and above sea level. That's right now. Do you find that a lot of people believe that the higher up you get, the better off you are?
Well, there's a sweet spot, because if you get above about 4,500 feet, then you start getting into the evergreen forest, the spruce fir, and you have less diversity of the hardwood trees. So your best color is actually about 4,500 feet down to about 2,000 feet. And right now, since the peak has already happened here between 3,000 and 4,000 feet, what we're going to see is it peaking in lower places in the foothills, like Stone Mountain State Park or Pilot Mountain or Chimney Rock State Park, Crowder's Mountain. Those areas peak at the end of October and early November. And also, if you go down to the Smokies in the low elevation, like Cades Cove and those areas, they'll be peaking right about now also. So there's still a lot of places to go. I like to tell people we have the longest fall color season in the country, because you start in late September at the high elevations, and then each week it moves down slope in a wave, and it'll get into the Piedmont at the end of October here and be down where you are, and then by Thanksgiving it'll actually move down onto the coast. So you could just follow it from the western edge of the state all the way to the ocean if you wanted to.
Yeah, it's wonderful to go this time of year, and that's why it's such a great place to be, no doubt about it. Dr. Howard Neufeld, professor of biology at Appalachian State University. Professor, thank you so much for joining us here today. We appreciate it. Always, you got me thinking about Boone now. I'll be distracted for the rest of the day. I appreciate your time here today. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much for having me.